Hello students, now we start module number 4 of chapter unit and measurement. This module is devoted to the purely dimensional analysis. Contents are dimensions and its definition and dimensionless quantities, some important dimensional formulas, then application of dimensional analysis, checking the dimensional consistency of equations, deducing relation among the physical quantities to convert any physical quantity from one unit system to another unit system, and then limitations of dimensional analysis. Dimensions and introduction. Dimensions of physical quantity are the powers to which the fundamental quantities are raised to represent that physical quantity. They are represented by square brackets around the quantity. The expression which shows how and which of the base quantities represent the dimensions of a physical quantity is called as the dimensional formula of given physical quantity. An equation obtained by equating a physical quantity with its dimensional formula is called the dimensional equation of that physical quantity. Now, dimensions of 7 base quantities or fundamental quantities we write capital L for length, capital M for mass, capital T for time, A for current, K, capital K for temperature, CD for luminous intensity, and MOL, mole, for amount of substance. Sometimes for current I is also written. Suppose we take a physical quantity, and this physical quantity depends on mass, length and time, and with powers A, B and C, then the dimensional formula of A will be bracket, square bracket, M raised to power A, L raised to power B and T raised to power C. And dimensional equation bracket A equals to bracket M raised to power A, L raised to power B and T raised to power C. Student, it is a general method to write any dimensional formula and dimensional equation. Now for example, dimensional equation for volume is M0 L3 T0. If any physical quantity is not appearing in the formula, then we write power 0 or we don't write. Means for volume we can also write only L3 or we can also write M0 L3 T0, both are correct. Velocity M raised to power 0 L1 T minus 1. Force M1 L1 T minus 2. Density M L minus 3 T0. Now there are some dimensionless quantities also. The arguments of special functions such as trigonometric, logarithmic and exponential functions are dimensionless. A pure number is always dimensionless. Ratio of similar physical quantities such as angle as the ratio length by length, because we write arc upon length, arc is also length and radius is also length. And similarly, refractive index, the ratio of the speed of light in vacuum and speed of light in medium, has no dimensions. Plane angle and solid angles are also dimensionless. Constants are also divided in two categories. Dimensionless constants means we have some constants like that which do not have dimensions, means they are dimensionless. Like refractive index, relative density, velocity of light in vacuum and etc. Then dimensional constants means, students, all the constants are not dimensionless. You will see there are some constants are also which have dimensions. Like universal gravitational constant is a very good example. This is however a universal constant, but it has dimensions. Like in 12th class you will see electric permittivity and coefficient elasticity, and universal gauge constant is also good example. which are basically constant but not a dimensionless. I have given some important dimensions for your reference, but students, you refer to the appendix A9 of your NCERT textbook part 1, where you will get around more than 100 physical quantities dimensions with their formula, and that is very important appendix for you in regard of dimension analysis. Here you can see area is L2, volume is L3, mass density, that is mass upon volume, ML minus 3, frequency 1 upon time period, that is T minus 1, velocity or speed, that is L1 T minus 1, acceleration, change in velocity per unit time, that is L1 T minus 2, that is force, mass into acceleration, M in L1 T minus 2, impulse, force into time, M1 L1 T minus 1, work or energy, same dimensions, force into distance, M1 L2 T minus 2, and many more dimensions you can see in this appendix A9 in your NCERT textbook. Now, application of dimensional analysis. Students, one thing I would like to tell you that before starting the application or solving the questions of application of dimensional analysis, you should learn. You should memorize the important dimensions from the appendix, so that while solving the questions of the application of dimensional analysis, you will not have any problem while writing the dimensions of that particular physical quantity. Okay, so first application of dimensional analysis is checking the dimensional consistency of equations. Only those physical quantities which have same dimensions can be added and subtracted. This is called principle of homogeneity of dimensions. According to this principle of homogeneity, a physical equation will be dimensionally correct if the dimensions of all the terms occurring on both sides of the equation are same. Checking the dimensional consistency of equations. Now we take example. It is written two times. Earlier we told about the concept. Now I am taking the example. Let us consider an equation half mv square equals to mgh, where m is the mass of object or body, v is velocity, g is acceleration due to gravity, h is height of object up to which it is raised. Check the equation whether it is dimensionally correct or not. So student, now we can see this equation has two sides, LHS and RHS. Now we take first RHS, half mv square. Now in this, half is pure number, so it will not have any dimension. Now we take mv square. Now we write the dimension for m is m1 and velocity square, that means bracket L1 t minus 1 ka square. Now on solving we get the dimension of LHS side is m1 l2 t minus 2. Now we take the dimensions of RHS side, mgh. M for m, for gravitational acceleration we write L1 t minus 2, and for height we write length L. Now we solve and we get the same dimension m1 l2 t minus 2. So we can see that the dimensions of all the terms in LHS and RHS side is same. So we can say that this equation is dimensionally correct. If these LHS and RHS sides are not equal in dimensions, then we will say that the equation will not correct dimensionally. Now we take the second application, deducing the relation among the physical quantities. To deduce the relation among the physical quantities, we should know the dependence of one quantity over others or independent variables and considered as the product type of dependence. Means we can derive only product type of dependence in this method. Dimensionless constants cannot be obtained using this method. Means if any dimensionless constant is occurring in any equation, then we cannot find by this formula. Now we take an example. Let us consider a simple pendulum and Bob is attached to a string that oscillates under the action of force of gravity, and suppose that the time period of oscillation of the simple pendulum depends on its length L, mass of the Bob M, and acceleration due to gravity small g. Then derive the expression for the time period using the methods of dimensions. Now we can write like the time period t depends on length, acceleration due to gravity and mass, but we don't know how it depends. So I assume let t depends as l raised to power x, g raised to power y and m raised to power z. Then I write t equals to k, that is any dimensionless constant, then l raised to power x, g raised to power y and m raised to power z. Now we put the dimensions of LHS and RHS side each physical quantity. Then for time period we write m0, l0, t1. In RHS side l1 raised to power x, then for g l1 t minus 2 raised to power y, then for m1 raised to power z. Then I can write l raised to power x plus y, t raised to power minus 2y and m raised to power z. Now on equating the dimensions of both sides, we can write x plus y equals to 0, minus 2y equals to 1 and z equals to 0. It is simple mathematics of lower classes, you can do yourself also students. And now you get the values of x, y, z. Here on solving we will get x equals to 1 by 2, y equals to minus 1 by 2 and z equals to 0. So our equation become t equals to k, dimensionless constant, and l raised to power 1 by 2, g raised to power minus 1 by 2. So we can write t equals to k under root l by g. But students, we cannot find the value of k by this dimensional method. By any other method we find that this k is equals to 2 pi. So this complete formula is t equals to 2 pi root l by g. But in any exam questions come to derive this formula by dimensional analysis method, then you need not to worry about the value of k. You just concentrate on the values of x, y, z, that power you have assumed of physical quantities. Only that values we can find by this method. Constant value we cannot find this method. Okay. So the next or last application, to convert any physical quantity from one unit system to another system. So students, by dimension analysis we can also convert a physical quantity from one unit system to another unit system. Let any physical quantity which has two parts, one is the numerical or magnitude part and other part is the unit part. Suppose there is a physical quantity x which has unit u and magnitude n, then its magnitude is inversely proportional to the unit system and it can be expressed as x equals to nu, or we can write nu equals to nu or n1 u1 equals to n2 u2, where n1 and n2 are numerical parts and u1 or u2 are the dimensions or units of both the quantities. So suppose in u1 system mass, length and time is m1 l1 t1, then we can write u1 equals to m1 ki power a, l1 raised to power b and l t1 raised to power c, and u2 equals to m2 raised to power a, l2 raised to power b and t2 raised to power c. Now using 1 and 2 we can get n1 m1 raised to power a, l1 raised to power b, t1 raised to power c equals to n2 bracket m2 raised to power a, l2 raised to power b, t2 raised to power c. Suppose if n1 is known, then magnitude n2 can be calculated by this relation. So this is the formula you can use to convert any physical quantity from one unit system to another unit system. Now we have an example also to convert Newton, that is the SI unit of force, into dyne, that is the CGS unit of force. So first we write the dimensions m1 l1 t minus 2. So by this we can get the value of ABC. Here the values of ABC are 1, 1, minus 2. Now 1 Newton is 1 meter, 1 kilogram, 1 second, minus 2 power. 1 dyne equals to 1 centimeter, 1 gram and 1 second raised to power minus 2. Now we put this value in the formula that we have derived. Then we will get the answer 10 raised to power 5 dyne, that is equals to 1 Newton. Here, while putting the values, we make the same unit, or we convert the quantity in the same unit before solving. Suppose here I written 1 meter upon 1 centimeter. So now I have to write either meter in centimeter conversion or centimeter in meter conversion. Similarly for kilogram, gram also. In time there is no problem, or both the times are in second. Okay, so that you always considered while solving the numerical of this application. Now, limitations of dimensional analysis. Dimensional analysis has no information on the dimensionless constant, as we have seen already in our earlier example of pendulum. If a quantity is dependent on trigonometric or exponential function, this method cannot be used. In some cases, it is difficult to guess the factors while deriving the relation connecting two or more physical quantities. This method cannot be used in an equation containing two or more variables with the same dimensions. It cannot be used if the physical quantity is dependent on more than three unknown variables. This method cannot be used if the physical quantity contains more than one term, say sum or difference of the two terms. Means suppose we have equation s equals to ut plus half at square, then we cannot derive this equation by dimensional analysis method because it has the two terms in addition. So student, this is all about dimensional analysis and its application. And now again it is expected from you people that you solve the numericals and ask the doubts with your teachers. And it is the end of module 4. Thank you very much.